had a lot of fun at Thanksgiving. I got to celebrate with my mom's side of the family. So all my first cousins and their kids. There was five kids under the age of five, so it was a lot of fun with all that youthful energy. But one thing we did not hear at our family gathering was, "Oh, that's cute, the three-year-olds are playing with the lions." Or, "Oh, that's pretty cool, the little babies are playing with the den of the cobra." We didn't hear that at Thanksgiving, because I don't know if any of you, when your parents ask you, "What do you want? What kind of pet do you want?" You say, "I want a baby lion." It doesn't happen, because lions don't really like to play around with other people. They like to eat them. But in the first reading today, it's this striking image that we hear, that from the tree of Jesse will be a savior that will bring peace to everything, including peace to nature, where the lion and the calf and the child play together, where the baby's playing on the den of the snakes. But that's because humanity is broken. That in the beginning, at the fall, humans, man decided, we're going to be disobedient to God. And because of that choice that we made, nature itself is broken. It's splintered. We see the effects of sin. We see the working of evil in our life because we've chosen to let that in. But what our Lord is going to do is He is going to bring peace and reconciliation to everything. And He's going to make sure that that disobedience, that little strain of unfortunate sin that we chose, is going to be washed away and it's going to be conquered. And that's why we need a Savior. That's why we need a Lord who will come into our hearts and into our lives and bring peace to everything. If it wasn't for our disobedience, we wouldn't have need of a Savior. But we are disobedient. We did disobey God, and that's why we need Jesus. But He's a pretty powerful King, and He's going to bring peace and reconciliation to everything. John the Baptist understood that we were in a broken world. And John the Baptist was called by God to be the voice of the one in the desert, calling out for a repentance of sins. And John the Baptist understood that, and that's why he came to say, we need a Savior. We need His love. We need His mercy in our lives, because without Him, nothing's going to be possible. And John the Baptist stands as a wonderful example, a wonderful image to us of following the call of the Lord. John the Baptist is the messenger that was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah, that he would be the one in the desert calling out for a time of repentance and a time to turn our hearts to God. And that's why we're here. We're here because we need a Savior. We're here because during this Advent season, it's a good chance for us to remember that we need God's love in our lives, that we need to be changed, that we need His mercy and love in our lives. But sometimes the world is not that big of a fan of being called out for immorality or for change. And that's what John the Baptist did. And when the Pharisees and the Sadducees are coming to him, he says, "Now wait a minute, guys, you guys are a brood of vipers." Ugh. Yikes, that's tough. It's tough to hear, but it needed to be said. And John the Baptist was courageous to be the one to be that voice, to say, we need to change. We need to give our hearts to the Lord. And the other example of John the Baptist that we have is that he knew his role. He didn't come in saying, "I'm the Savior." He said, "I'm pointing you to the Savior. There's going to be one who is more powerful and more amazing than me, and I'm not going to be able to unstrap his sandals." So John the Baptist knew what his role was. He knew what his vocation was. He knew that he was called to be the messenger. Well, my friends, I am Father TJ. I am the vocation director for the diocese. And my job is to try to help people understand their call in life. John the Baptist had a call in life. He knew what that was. I hope and pray for you that you know what your vocation in life is, that you know what it is that God created you to do. We all have a common vocation. And that's a vocation that we received in our baptism. We were called by God to be holy. And we are to live our lives so that we may become holy. And some of us are chosen, called by God in a special way to live out holiness through the priesthood or to the consecrated life. And I'm here today because I need your help. I'm the only priest in the diocese that does this full time, that goes out parish to parish. I'm in a different place every weekend, and my message is the same. My message is, I need your help. I need you to help me in promoting vocations in your own homes, in your own parishes, from your own families, to help promote vocations to holiness, but specifically the vocations of the priest to the consecrated life. Because I don't think I have to tell you, we have a lot fewer priests and nuns than we did 50 and 75 years ago. And I think one of the reasons that our world is in a tough spot and why we have so much bad choices going on is because we don't have enough men and women laying down their lives completely to the Lord to be the message of God's love, to be the message of hope to the world. And so I ask you, please, for your help. I ask you to help in joining me in praying for vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. That you join me in praying that men and women will answer the call to serve the Lord. I also could use the help of any of the young people here that are not yet married, that are wondering what their vocation in life is. I'd ask you to be open to the priesthood or religious life. I'd ask you to be open that if God's calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, that you be open to that call. I've been a priest 7.5 years. It's awesome. I can't think of anything I could do with my life that would be more fun, more fulfilling, more joyful than being a priest of Jesus Christ. I get to meet so many awesome people. I get to celebrate the sacraments. I get to tell people about God and His love. I get to walk with people on their journey as they try to grow in holiness. It is an incredible, incredible life, an incredible vocation, and I'm so glad that God has called me to this. And so maybe God is calling some of you to the priesthood or to the consecrated life. To lay down your life, to live your life for others, to proclaim the joy and the peace that only God can give. So I ask for your help in praying to be open to vocation, whatever your vocation in life is. And I'd also ask for your help in lending your voice to Christ. And what I mean by that is if you know any young people in your life that you think would be good priests or nuns, that you tell them you see in them great traits and qualities. One of the reasons I think I'm a priest is because growing up, so I was at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and people all the time would come up to me when I was serving Mass or when I was singing in the choir or when I was a lector. They would say, hey, have you ever thought about being a priest? Because we think you'd be a pretty good one. And then when like 100 people told me that, I said, Lord, are you trying to tell me something? And I think he was using them. He was using voices like yours to say, we see you here every week praying. We see how much you love God. We see how much you love people. Have you ever thought about being a priest? And so I'm, like I said, the only priest in the diocese that does this full time. There's 1.3 million Catholics in our local church. There's no way I can talk to all of them. But I think if we work together, if you lend your voice to Christ, if you share that with young people that you know, that you think they would be good priests or nuns, I think we'd have a lot more men and women coming forth in this beautiful, amazing vocation to the priesthood and the religious life to give their lives in service to God. So I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your support. I thank you for joining me in helping promote a culture of vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. Because our world needs to know the message that we need a Savior. We need our Lord Jesus Christ present in our midst. And what better way that we can get that message out than to increase the number of people that we have in formation houses, increase the number of men and women that we have to answer that call to serve God as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. As we continue our prayers together today during this liturgy, we thank God for the gift of His love. We thank Him for being the powerful, awesome Savior that He is, to be able to bring peace and harmony to all of us and to the world. And we also join our prayers together to pray for an increase in vocations of all kind, but especially to the priesthood and the consecrated life. We pray that many more men and women will answer the call to serve God as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns.